my hands that we'd set our hands to here as part of the ministry. Right. Now, that's a small thing, but as I walked out of that paper place just this morning, the Father God spoke to me and he said, you know, every day, if you will look, you will see me establishing the covenant in your life. Mm-hmm. Because you're in the blueprint that I've called you to perform. I've called you to be in teaching on the radio and do magazines, printing publications, and so on. I will validate, I will show you a blessing if you just be aware that that covenant is live and operational, and it's come all the way down through Jesus, the seed of Abraham, and the Abrahamic blessing explained way back there in Genesis 12 and 15 and 17 that we've just read about, that's still active and alive in your life.
That's right, it is. And you had developed a reputation with this paper company. 5 years of ordering paper and large amounts of paper, and you had favor with this paper company, and that's why they recognized you.
But what I'm saying is, who gave me that favor?
The Lord did.
It wasn't
ultimately
just running in
Lord.
And out of
that's
there for
right.
5 years.
Yes.
It was
yes.
God's favor on my life in the blueprint that I'm performing.
Yes.
But the neat thing, and I had such a wonderful sense of God's presence when I walked out of there just this morning, that God was there. And he was saying to me, every day, if you'll open your eyes and you will listen, I will show you how I am validating, I am keeping that covenant of Abraham that was given maybe 5,000 years ago. It's still alive today in 2002.
Yes, yes. He also gave King Solomon this verse in Proverbs that says, a good name is rather to be treasured than fine gold. So a good name is developed because of that covenant you know you have with the Lord. And that's very important, Darren, when the individual who's established a covenant with his God knows the authority that he has with his God.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things there, since you say that, is we have an account at that place, and I've never asked for one.
Mm-hmm.
One day I was in there, and I said, you know, I didn't bring a check with me. Oh, that's okay. You have an account with us. I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is the favor of the Lord, particularly today when they want to put you through the grinder to give you any kind of credit.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Well, and we don't go around putting the ministry in debt at all, but sometimes, you know, that comes in handy. And they said, oh, we'll send you a bill. And I said, fine, we'll be glad to pay it. And I think what I did that time is I took a check in the next day and paid them. Well, you know, when you try to establish credit and they don't know who you are, they want to put you through all the paces.
Well, and it takes time.
Yeah, it takes
and
time.
And time is valuable in this life. And for instance, one day you went into another store, office store, and you were just going to buy some toners, which amount to about $300. And they didn't want to take your check. And you had bought thousands of dollars in this office supply store. And so you had to go around and around with them. That's time.
Well,
and time is a value.
It didn't take me very long because I'm not going to mess with that kind of stuff. So I asked for the manager and I said, what is this? I bought a $2,000 printer from you guys, gave you a check. There was no song and dance. Now, why is it today?
Yeah.
Now, see, I believe we need to stand our ground because of the favor of the Lord is on us to help us through some of these things. It would be a business entanglement had you not had that favor
on
your life.
That's right. That's right.
And it says in 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all favor abound unto you, that always having all sufficiency in everything, you will have an abundance for every good need or deed. Now, I believe that is an expression of the Abrahamic covenant.
Mm-hmm.
God is saying, I'll put favor on your life. I'll make it easy for you. You know, sometimes, Barbara, I'm calling and some of the people that I need to talk to, and it's exciting to me that many times I'll call and the receptionist will answer the phone, and I'll ask for Mr. So-and-so. She said, well, he just got off the phone.
Or he just walked in.
Now, do you
in.
Know what that's saying? Exactly, right.
Yeah.
He just walked in the office. Would you hold on? I'll put you through to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is that worth to me in a day when I don't have to play phone tag with somebody, you know, and they're out and I'm out, they're in and I'm not in, you know, all this kind of stuff. But God made the connection.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's the favor of God. It's a little thing, but it's a big thing.
Well, and Paul says here in Galatians, and it's still part, the new covenant did not nullify this blessing of Abraham that God gave to him and the generations to follow. And as you said, a thousandth generation, and we haven't been through a thousand. So here in Galatians 3, it says that Christ died on the cross in order that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles so that we might receive the promise promise of the Spirit through faith. And again, on the next page, at the very last of the third chapter, and if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. He, over and over again, he says, we are heirs according to the promise.
You know, I have a friend, his name is Felix, and the first time I met him, he was selling shoes, and he explained to me these wonderful shoes. And I've bought them, and I still buy them because they're so comfortable for my feet. I can be on my feet all day long and not have any fatigue from that. He went from that store to becoming an assistant manager in a huge electronics store. The other day he explained to me, he said, Darren, every place I've been, the favor of the Lord has increased sales. Every
praise
place.
Praise God.
He said, five or six times, he's agreed to come on the air, and I just haven't had him come on, and he's agreed to do that. He's agreed to share his testimony. Now, the bottom line is the reason he has such great favor where he works, he's almost like Joseph in Egypt, you know, whatever he touched seemed to turn to gold,
yes.
And Pharaoh recognized that. Well, here these companies are recognizing this young man, full of the Spirit of the Lord. In fact, I was in there about 2 months ago, and he said, that guy over there is in here evaluating. He's trying to figure out why this store is so blessed compared to the other stores in the chain.
It's number
outfit.
One, yeah.
And I says, you got it figured out yet? He said, no.
said, well, you can't put it on paper.
Really kind of fun to watch. You know, this guy was standing over there watching every move that Felix made, watched him interact with the employees and with the customers. He said, why is this young man so unusual? And it's the hand of the Lord that's upon his life.
Oh,
another
right.
way of saying the covenant is alive and well and working through him. And it's just like it says here in Deuteronomy 28. He's blessing all the work of his hands.
That's right. Well, look at Abraham. Here was a man, you said, 99 years old. And what happened? His body was dead, and God spoke to him. He believed God. His body came alive. His wife's body was strengthened and came alive, as it describes it in Hebrews 12. She was strengthened in her body. She bore Isaac, the son of promise. And then when Isaac married Rebekah, here was another death situation. She couldn't have children. But then she had twins, Jacob and Esau, and there was life there. Wherever Satan comes in to deal us with a death blow, God, as we believe in God, he will come through with life. I remember the one time that Abraham had his 384 servants. He was a rich man. Here he went to a foreign land. He became very wealthy, and these five kings were fighting in Sodom and Gomorrah, and they came and took Lot and the family. Well, do you know what Abraham did? He took his 384 servants, and he ran after those five kings and all their armies. He got Lot back and everything else. Everything. And this was a man who went in impossible situations and always came through with victory.
You know, I get a little concerned when you get into this portion of Scripture that you might want to start another family. And I'm not up for that, Barbara. I just want to tell you that. Okay, anyway, let's go to Deuteronomy 28:9.
Okay.
The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, as he swore to you, if you will keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Now, what I'm going to do is finish reading the first 14 verses of Deuteronomy 28, which talks about the blessing. Then in verse 15 on, it talks about the curses. You do what God wants you to do, you'll be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
You get crosswise or sideways with him, why the curses come in. Verse 10 of Deuteronomy 28. So all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will make you abound in prosperity, in the offspring of your body, the offspring of your beast, in the produce of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. Now what he's saying is, I'm going to bless your business. I'm going to bless your business.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head, not the tail. And you only shall be above. You shall not be underneath. If you will listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I charge you today to observe them carefully.
Mm.
And do not turn aside from any of the words which I command you today, to the right or the left, to go after other gods to serve them. You know what? God got so angry with the children of Israel in the Old Testament because they deviated from their customs. They deviated from their worship of the living God, and they went over and got involved with idols.
Mm-hmm.
And God said that idolatry is an abomination, made him madder than all get out. And they received punishment because of that, and that's detailed in the curses.
Yes, and that punishment goes on and is detailed in Ezekiel. And Ezekiel is a book that is very hard to understand. It's probably the most difficult book in the Old Testament to understand. But Darren, this happened as a result of death as a result of disobedience, after result of rebellion. And after King David lived such a godly life and his people were so for him, his son Solomon was married to so many women that it led him into idolatry. And downhill from there, Israel and Judah were